Good afternoon, Dr. Schnee, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Sandra Horn. This goes to Dr. Price. In 12-3-25, Mrs. Horn performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 3-5-25. There's been minimal, no significant change. Period in paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Brian Quinn. In 12-3-25, Mr. Quinn performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than one. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period, compared to a prior study dated 8-26-25. There's been some improvement. Period. New paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing some improvement. Period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Doris Hatch. This goes to Dr. Mulcook. On 12-3-25, Mrs. Hatch performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period, compared to a prior study dated 4-29-25, there's been no significant change. Period, of paragraph impression. Mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K, Zorich, Z-O-R-I-C-H. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn on 12-3-25. Mrs. Zorich performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to inhalation bronchodilators. Forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-9-25. There's been significant deterioration in lung function, period. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchus, with a insignificant bronchospastic component showing progression compared to prior study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen Kunkel. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 12-3-25, Mr. Kunkel performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction. Period, after bronchodilators, there was a good response, still leaving the patient with a severe degree of airways obstruction compared to a prior study dated 9-18-25. There's been no significant change in the after bronchodilator study. Period, of paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Markham, that's listed to Dr. Schmitz. On 12-3-25, Mr. Markham performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forceful capacity was severely impaired and was a severe degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response to bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airway obstruction period compared to a prior study dated 9-10-25. There's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, a 6-minute walk test on Jimmy Altman. This goes to Dr. Portis and the VA on 12-3-25. Mr. Altman performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 95% period. The patient achieved 485 meters in 6 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation in the study was 96% period. The prior compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.